Fourth hour, week 13, Monday.
Dum 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 dum. And now, for the first of the last five episodes of the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Our two adventurers, Jack Flanders and Sir Henry Jowles, have safely crossed the dangerous desert of burning desires. They sailed into the foothills of the vast mountain range known as the Land of the Stone-Faced Gods. Jack maneuvered the small craft between the massive stone walls until darkness brought them to an abrupt halt. After making a fire out of the remains of their boat, the two men were in good humor. Finally, Lord Jowles bedded down while Jack kept the first watch. It was then that he saw a figure, dressed in white, watching him. When the figure suddenly moved forward, Jack leaped to his feet and dropped it with one blow. But when he examined the fallen body, he discovered it was the Madonna Vampira.
Oh, boy.
I say, what was all that commotion, old boy?
I just clubbed someone on the head.
Anyone I know?
The Madonna Vampira.
Really now?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, well. He may as well let us sleep. Good night.
But...
As night melts into morning, we find the two adventurers up early, eating breakfast and discussing their plans.
More tea?
No. Say, we don't have any coffee, do we?
Coffee? You American chappies always have to have your cup of coffee. No, we have no coffee. Now, according to the map, we're about here. In this raw mountain range.
The land of the stone-faced gods.
Right you are. Now, beyond these mountains is our destination.
Well, why is it blank?
It hasn't been charted. The Earth has been quite thoroughly explored and charted, but few have ever begun to map these regions of inner space.
Oh, I see. Well, what does this mark here signify?
At this point, we'll attempt to cross. That's strange. By Jove, this mark is a bit sticky, isn't it? I believe it... Marmalade. Peach, orange, marmalade.
It must have dropped from your crumpet there.
Right. Well, that looks like as good a place as any to begin. Shall we proceed?
What about the Madonna Vampira?
She's gone, isn't she?
What? Well, she is gone.
Yes, of course.
But where?
Come now, step lively! We have to find a passage through these mountains before the sundown.
The two set off, making their way slowly up the side of the mountain. It seems impossible to Jack that they can ever hope to scale these sheer, endless walls of rock. When suddenly, from ahead...
I say, look what we have here.
What? Oh, a trail.
It appears so. I suspect it'll take us right to the marmalade marker.
What do you expect to find there?
Who knows? Come on, lively now.
They continue along the narrow trail after several hours.
Oh, we aren't anywhere near the top.
So we aren't.
And the sun's beginning to set.
So it is.
I thought... What? Where are you pointing? Over there? My God, what is that thing?
The bright red rays of the setting sun strikes the cold gray side of the mountain range, and suddenly, there before them is a gigantic face. So breathtaking, so awesome is this face, that minutes pass before either adventurer can even begin to think again. Finally, one speaks.
It's a bully, all right.
The land of the stone-faced gods. This is the place.
It is said these mountains have as many such faces carved into their sides, like Mount Rushmore. Well, shall we continue?
It seems almost alive.
We must hurry. The sun will set soon.
The two move on until they are standing next to the ear of this giant stone god.
I'd hoped there was an entrance here. Apparently not.
Wait, that music. It's coming from somewhere here.
Right you are. Let's try the lips.
Easy, they look slippery.
They appear chapped by the weather. A foothold is possible.
Who could have carved such a monstrous face?
Shh! Listen! Hear that?
The music is coming out of the face.
True, but... I say, if it's not too unpleasant a thought, could you climb up there and take a peek inside that nostril?
Well, all right. Help me up under the mustache.
Righto.
There. Aha.
You found the source?
No. The music is definitely not coming from inside the nose. Now, somewhere the... Wait. Our feet.
I say. It's coming from the lips we're standing on.
There's a space here between the lips.
Right. Could you take a peek inside and see if you can see anything?
My head and shoulders fit in easily. I believe it's a tunnel that... Hey! I'm being sucked in!
Help! Quick! Grab the outer rim of the lips!
It's sucking me in! I can't hold!
Righto! There, I've got your feet! Whoop! By Jove, it's pulling me in too! I say!
Jack Flanders and Lord Jowls have climbed into the rugged mountain range known as the Land of the Stone-Faced Gods. As the sun was beginning to set, its red rays splashed against the mountainside, and there, carved into the rock, was an enormous face. When the two adventurers approached this stone face, they heard the familiar music that has lured Jack into these uncharted realms. Climbing upon the great stone lips, Jack discovered that the music came from deep within the mouth. As he poked his head and shoulders into the opening, suddenly a strong suction began to draw him inside. He grabbed the edge of the stone lips while Sir Henry held his feet.
There, I've got your feet.
But it was hopeless.
Oops,
they were both drawn right into the center of the mountain and right out the other side.
Lord Giles, are you all right?
Quite.
I think we were sucked right through the mountain.
Of course.
It was a tunnel.
Yes. The hidden entrance to the valley. Quite clever.
Well, where do we go from here?
Down the mountain and into the valley, I suppose.
It's getting a little dark, though, wouldn't you say?
No problem at all.
The two adventurers follow the narrow trail that winds down the mountainside.
You know, it's odd. As the valley becomes darker, it becomes transparent almost. The strangest light coming from down there.
Speaking of strange lights, I believe ahead there stands a flame of some sort. In your life.
Why, it's the Madonna Vampira.
Why, Mr. Flanders, I'm surprised that you recognized me. This time.
Well, seeing is believing.
My, what a wonderful cliché.
How did you get here?
What's a bad girl like me doing in a holy place like this?
No, that's not what I mean.
Then precisely what did you mean when you raised your oar and brought it down ever so gently upon my...
I say, old chap and chapess, you can continue this later. Right now we've
I thought you were dead.
Well, you might have killed me.
I don't mean last night, I mean before, when we were in the...
Come! You two can blather while we're walking. Come on, step lively.
Back what in did the you land think I was? Jupiter, a demon come to haunt you?
Quiet! Who knows what the hell's around here?
I swear to God, I thought you were dead back there in the land of the Lotus Jukebox. Your body was laid out, cold, stiff. I mean, what were you doing there in the first place? And then I arrived back at Inverness and you were gone. So I thought you must have been dead. Well, say something.
Oh, I hate you.
What?
Shh. I believe you need an interpreter. What the good Mademoiselle Vampira said was, she comes from the land of the Lotus Jukebox, and that her body laid in rest while she visited Inverness. But when she knew you would visit the Lotus Land, she left Inverness for the last time and returned to re-inhabit her Lotus body.
But why?
however, her timing was slightly off. And you returned from the Lotus Land while she was right in the midst of the voyage back to her kingdom.
No kidding.
You think that's funny?
You know, Inverness has more crackpots and blunders than anyone...
Well, we'll see how funny
no,
that...
No, rock throwing is strictly not allowed.
Hey, wait a minute, that rock. Look, it's glowing like phosphorus.
Hold it still a moment, my dear. It isn't the rock. It's the dirt upon the rock. It emits a shimmering white glow. Very odd.
Are you through examining this specimen?
Quite.
Good. Take this, Jack Flanders!
Yes.
And this!
Huh? What?
Oh. The whole valley. It's glowing. And listen.
I say. And he's lovely.
And look. Over there, to the east.
What is this? That.
And there, off in the distance, is a breathtaking sight. A tall, far-out, fantastic palace. No, it's a temple. Immersed within that strange light, and somehow almost transparent and shimmering, as though floating upon a rippling pool of liquid silver.
So, there it is.
I say that is a pleasant sight.
I find it hard to keep in focus.
The light, of course. Come.
The trio continues on. Eventually, they come upon a path. It broadens into a road. And soon they stand at the entrance to the temple.
Wow. These immense pillars, these walls, they vibrate with a frequency that, at moments, it's almost transparent.
Quite so. A remarkable piece of architecture. You know, I believe it's a living and breathing thought form.
Well, gentlemen, are we going to enter?
Of course. Come on.
Wow. It's breathtaking.
Come on, we're nearing the source of the sound. The great hall is most likely this way.
Jack? Will you return to my native Lotus Land and stay with me?
Huh? Gosh, I don't know. Well, I guess so.
Oh, good.
Must be an incredible jukebox to put out a sound like that. Ah. There.
Look! Over there! The jukebox! That's it!
Guru Devo Mahishauru Guru Sakshat Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Ya Devi Sarvabhutishu Vishnu Mayate Sabdita Namastase 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 Namo Ya Devi Sarvabhuteshu Jnanrupena Samsthitau Namastasye 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 Namastasye